Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essam Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research EMEA. It's Friday, April 23rd, 2021, and this week we're talking about emerging market central banks and their approach to interest rates. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. So Essam, you've been talking to me about how the tide is turning more hawkish amongst emerging market central banks in recent weeks. Can you summarise how monetary policy has performed during the pandemic and why we are seeing this hawkish pivot?
Thanks, Nonya. So yes, in a bid to support their economies, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, most emerging markets aggressively eased interest rates that took rates to zero bound in many cases and historic lows in many more. And taking a step back, part of the reason that offered emerging market central banks the policy space to ease has been that inflation levels had remained broadly benign and running below central bank targets across the majority of emerging markets pre-pandemic. Now, this contrasts with previous crises when many emerging market central banks were forced into pro-cyclical tightening in order to maintain inflation and safeguard financial stability. So put differently, last year, emerging markets faced fiscal, not monetary constraints, and collapsing tax revenues and rising COVID-19-related health costs reduced the space for stimulus spending. However, with interest rates starting the year well above zero, EM central banks cut rates by a record amount and in some places even engaged with quantitative easing and or intervention on the FX market. And with that, the tide is now turning with most EM central banks becoming hawkish, with markets now pricing in the normalization in policy rates. Indeed, Brazil hiked its policy rate by 75 basis points to 2.75% at its March meeting. Russia also delivered a surprise 25 basis point hike to 4.75% in March, and its subsequent statement stressed that it would like to return to neutral monetary policy, which is around 5 to 6% as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Ukraine hiked by 100 basis points to 7.5% on its 15th of April meeting, following a 50 basis point hike back in March, with recent robust inflation prints coupled with adverse market sentiment and the currency's underperformance implies that risks for higher rates and more front-loaded tightening in the coming months is certainly on the table. Finally, Turkey hiked by 200 basis points in March to 19%, which brought the total under the previous governor to a cumulative 875 basis points in rate increases. But of course, there has been a change in the leadership in Turkey, with the central bank laying the groundwork for the start of cuts. And our base case is that Turkey will be one of the few outliers in the EM space with an accommodative monetary policy likely to commence in the coming months. And our base case is for a cumulative 500 basis points in cuts by year end. And we believe that South Africa and Nigeria could also soon follow with hikes, as well as it's noteworthy that India, Indonesia, and Mexico have ended their easing cycles earlier than expected. And looking more broadly, even in emerging market economies where we do not expect central banks to tighten monetary policy, an overshoot in headline inflation is certainly likely to add fuel to hawkish market sentiment.
And so what has been driving these increased rate hikes and could it delay the recovery in emerging markets, Essam?
So, Ona, central to the hawkish pivot has been rising developed markets, especially US yields, which is driving capital out of emerging markets. Also, high commodity prices are increasing inflationary pressures. Meanwhile, pandemic-induced supply shocks are persisting in India, Russia, and some Latin American countries. In addition to this, idiosyncratic country-specific risks, such as US sanctions on Russia or fiscal apprehensions in Brazil and concerns surrounding central bank independence in places like Indonesia and Turkey, do linger on. And taken at face value, rate hikes across most emerging markets does have, in fact, merits. However, with the pandemic recoveries in their infancy, the timing is not ideal, with most emerging markets having yet to fully return to pre-virus peaks in terms of economic activity. So on net, whilst we remain bullish and above consensus on our emerging markets growth forecasts, in our view, monetary policy normalization from last year's extraordinary low levels will hold back but not derail the nascent economic recovery.
And finally, Essam, What are the parallels that can be drawn from the last recovery post the great financial crisis in 2009?
So, and this is a good question. And yes, the experience of the great financial crisis gives good reasons as to why we should take the timing of hikes into consideration. So back in 2010 and 2011, most emerging market central banks started hiking cycles well ahead of the US Federal Reserves, and countries that were off the mark relatively early in the first half of 2010 induced low yielders, such as the places like Chile, Hungary, Israel, and Malaysia, and also commodity exporter high yielders such as Brazil, Colombia, and Russia. Indeed, many, if not most cases, these hikes came alongside headline inflation moving above target and well in advance of sometimes without core inflation going above target. And these shifts occurred against a backdrop where commodity prices recovered sharply through 2009 and Chinese rates had also gained a good part of their great financial crisis drop, which also adds to the parallels from that period. So, Ona, at least to the extent that this history is of any guide, it would not be surprising for emerging market central banks to continue sounding more hawkish in the months ahead, even if core inflation remains subdued.
Thanks very much, Ehsan. Have a good week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.